Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're studying 1 Corinthians 13. It's known as the love chapter. And we've said that love is a necessary ingredient for effective ministry within the church. One of the reasons why that is because it brings clarity to the message. But now Paul says that love brings believability to the messenger. We notice that Paul begins moving down the list of gifts that he mentioned in chapter 12, verse 28. Prophecy, understanding all mysteries, and knowledge for teachers, all faith for miracles and healings. But then he says, but if they don't have love, or if I don't have love, I am nothing. I mean, you talk about the gifts to have, to speak prophetically, to understand all the mysteries, most likely of the Old Testament, to know all the symbols and types and pictures and what they mean. All the stuff that was hidden from the saints of the Old Testament is now understandable by you. And to have all knowledge, knowledge of God, knowledge of His Word, these are the greater gifts. However, to be omniscient, yet without the grace of love, you're of no substance. You are nothing. You are ineffective and will have nothing to show for your ministry. Would you like to listen to a man who was a walking encyclopedia, yet you knew that he did not care about you or God? Thomas Chalmers was a Puritan pastor of the early 19th century who began his life in ministry more interested in the academics of science and nature and had very little interest in the things of God. He was known for saying that 2 days a week should be more than enough for a pastor to get his sermons ready, and that the rest of the week should be spent in leisure. And Chalmers did this excessively, giving his time to the pursuit of the humanities. His first 7 years in the ministry, he carried on no real personal conversations with his members about their souls. But soon after that, a sickness came upon him and brought him close to death. And it was that event that God used to actually save Thomas. And from that point, there was a noticeable difference in his preaching and ministry. Where he once stood cold and calloused in the pulpit, having no real concern over people's eternity, well, now he stood there and he wept, holding out the glorious hope of the gospel. So what changed? Well, before, Chalmers was an intellectual giant, but now he had the love of Christ stirring his soul, which ignited his gospel love for others. Before, he had nothing to show for his ministry except a confused and frustrated ministry. But now, people were coming to know the Lord, and they were growing in their faith. We cannot overvalue the necessary ingredient of love within the church. Today, when you pray, please pray for our Creative Access missionaries, our missionaries in China. And also remember the Swahili LifeWord broadcast in Tanzania, Kenya, Rwanda, and Burundi.